How you doing, pal?
I'm all right, mate. You?
Been a big week for you, ain't it, pal?
Big week, mate. Rough as I am.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Just took me till today to just get, like, come normal. You know what I mean?
Oh, well, first of all, congratulations.
Cheers, pal.
Ninth promotion.
No, I got it wrong. Apparently, you can't, because I was so low at that point, you can't even class one of them as a promotion. So it's eight.
What do you mean you can't class one of them? Because it was so low.
Like it was
like Sunday league.
Yeah, it was like a lower than that.
What was it? Like a so Wednesday league.
Yeah, so we can't class that as the ninth. So we're on eight. It's not bad.
Not bad. It's still good.
Take it.
Yeah, very good. So you was away at Whitby, was it, if I remember?
Whitby away, mate, yeah. Scored the winner.
Did you get the winner as well?
A couple of red cards. It was one of them where it was like so windy down one side.
Thought it was Saturday.
Dickhead. So as it's gone over, I thought, I can't even be arsed running into this wind. So I've just followed it from like 25, it's gone in. And then after that, it was just a scrap, two red cards, few fights, decent game. One
what was the score?
2-1.
2-1?
Yeah.
Celebrations afterwards?
Yeah, straight in the bar. He was good at Whitby, to be fair. He just let us take it over, our own tunes on. I'd have stayed there till about 9, got the coach back.
Stayed in the Whitby?
In the Whitby clubhouse.
In the Whitby clubhouse?
Yeah. Literally just all steaming. Rick was naked, just jumping on tables and that. They weren't one bit arsed, it was mint.
Were they not?
Nah, so got the coach back and then...
That's great from them.
Yeah, class. They could have been dicks, couldn't they? Yeah. Nicky got us a bar in Bolton for us all to go to. His mate's bar, so we all rocked up in our trackie. Just went at it in Bolton. Was in somewhere called Waikiki till 5. And then free bar at the club the next day. So I had about 3 hours kip and straight to a free bar.
Oh.
But...
Worth it.
Yeah, it was decent. Good crack.
Great couple of days them though, aren't they?
The best. My missus would text me Sunday saying, should we go out for tea? I was like, it's probably not the right time this to go out for tea with me. I was in a bad way.
Was
yeah. Yeah, so.
Sunday, you were still in free bar, weren't you?
Yeah, yeah.
You wouldn't have gone home then, did you?
No, I weren't leaving.
No.
So.
So much better as well when you score the winning goal, innit?
Yeah, it was just the lads that we've got as well. It's just carnage. Like Maynard, we're supposed to have him on the pod today.
Yeah, shout out to Maynard who let us down.
He agreed to come on the pod today and he texted me yesterday saying, mate, I'm a mess.
Like, to be fair though.
He is about 40.
And yeah, but I think he did say yes to the pod after about 15 pints
at the free bar, yeah.
Yeah.
Just sent a picture like, yeah, I'll do it. But he was giving it big and saying, this will be your most viewed. I'll sort yous out and all this and then text me that. So,
yeah.
He used to grow up though. He's like 36, still going out with young lads on a Tuesday night. You know what I mean?
Did he do the full 3 days?
Yeah, he did. Saturday, Sunday, Tuesday.
You didn't do Tuesday, did
you? No, I couldn't even look at a pint on Tuesday. Can't do it anymore.
What were John and Burn like?
Burn was out Tuesday as well, till 3 a.m. with them lot. Jono didn't make it because he's same as me. He goes on a big one and then he has to call it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. But it was good crack. Them two just abuse everyone, don't they? They're like the main source of banter in our team, the two managers.
just got pissed and took the mick out of you.
Pretty much, yeah.
What about any trips?
We're off to Portugal, Albufeira.
Nice. Golfing or just drinking?
Bit of golf, bit of paddle, bit of drinking. Like, we've got a team there that, like, you know, like when you win the league.
Sounded so good.
How many leagues
do you
have?
Paddle.
How many leagues do I won? One, I think.
Yeah, we'll take it, yes.
I'll take one, eh?
Yeah,
I don't know. So if you have a good team, you might get 10 lads that'll go on holiday at the end of the season. Literally, there isn't one man in our team that's not coming. It's like 20, 25 of us.
Paid for, though, isn't it, as well?
It's, yeah, I've paid for, yeah.
Nice.
Don't say it's paid for. No, it's it's going to be a good one.
Class.
What have you been doing?
Nothing much, if I'm honest. Tried to play a bit of golf. It's so wet. It's minging.
No point, is that?
I'm off to Devon tomorrow.
Yeah, big golf comp.
Big golf comp, yeah. 7 days away in Devon. 7 rounds of golf. And then, like, drinking every night.
Buzzing.
Should be pretty good, shouldn't it?
I'd rather come there than Portugal.
Yeah, I'd rather you won't, but...
Right, who've we got? Seen as Maynard's.
Go on, you introduce him.
Right, so I rang Cole Stockton yesterday after Maynard let us down.
Yeah.
I was like, Cole, you're going to have to come on. He went, I can't, mate, but I've got you just a lad. He's very funny. He's got a few part-time hustles that he used to do. He's made some cash out of them, and he's an half-decent centre-half in a League Two side challenging for the playoffs at the minute, so should be a good one. Go on.
George Ray.
Cheers, lads. Cheers, Maynard. And congrats on the cup, mate.
Cheers, pal. The cup.
Is it a cup? League? Oh, sorry, mate.
That's how I ask.
Same thing, yeah.
That's how much he's bothered about it. So, didn't even listen.
How come you're free today?
Well, it's got a little message last night off Cole. He said you fancy doing a podcast. Never done one before.
Have you ever listened to one?
I've listened to Jamie Lang and Sophia Boo, it's called. Well, I don't know what the name is.
It's like a bird.
My missus got me into it.
Is that the Only Way Is Essex one?
No.
Or is it?
He's made in Chelsea.
Made in Chelsea.
So every Monday on the way to training, bang that on. It's quite funny, to be fair. And then I'll add a little Google of you two last night. Recognise you both. Looks like
football
a bit of
or the catalogue.
No, he was on that Class of 92.
That's the one, yeah.
People have told me.
Yeah.
I did recognise you both. So I thought, yeah, why not? Never done one before. First time on a poddy.
Mate, I think you'd be great.
Yeah.
A few good stories to tell.
Yeah. So should we start with the... Started at Crewe. Yeah, as a scholar, but you also had some part-time hustles. So we've heard about the footman before. So obviously these boys have, but George took it a bit further this time and went one more. What was that?
Yeah, so it all started with the footman. You know about the footman. Footman.
So, yeah, so somebody else came on here and told us about the footman. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, he pops up. He knows every player in the league. And he messaged me one day, do us a favour, tie the lads up in the changing room and tickle the feet. So I was like, lads, fancy bit of money. And we're all tying each other up, balaclavas on everything, we're just all tickling each other's feet. And he's sending us money. He's hard work, like, it takes about 3 hours to get a bit of money out of him. But made a couple of grand out of him over the years, the lads. Like, honestly, some of the stuff we do, join your board in hotels and stuff.
Yeah.
I think last year we were in a hotel in Aldi Inn, there was a lad.
Oh, this is recent.
Oh, yeah, we keep going. He keeps popping up through the years.
He must have been going about 10 years, 15
years.
Oh,
he's been going ages. I've heard he's a famous golfer's caddy. I can't remember who.
No way.
I promise you.
I know who the golfer is, but I'm not saying it.
Not saying it.
Yeah.
Right, because get on this. When I was at...
Yeah. I'll tell you after.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's see if we've got the questions.
Imagine if it is.
Yeah.
I suppose it explains why he's throwing cash at you.
Yeah, because when...
McElroy's fucking... Caddy's got no shoes on next week.
Yeah, the scholars at Crewe, obviously on less money, they're more enticed to do it for a bit of dough. They met up with him in a car, three of them, all got the feet tickled and had a round of golf with him after.
Did he caddy?
I don't know, he played, I think.
No, they didn't.
I promise you. That was about 10 years ago now, but yeah, they all got the feet tickled. They went in three, so they didn't get battered or anything. He wasn't a weirdo. And they had a round of golf with him after.
All right. So just because they went in threes, he's not a weirdo.
No, I mean.
Still, he's got the feet on the dash and he's just tickling them.
So yeah, that's footman.
That's a weird kind of dogging.
Yeah, and Aldi Inn, like I was going to say, last year, I walked in, because at Barrow, we meet at the Aldi Inn at 9 o'clock, so some lads get there early, some don't. So I've walked in, like, the players' room where we all chill. There's a lad on the floor with sock tape round his ankles and an orange in his mouth. His feet tickled. And I just knew straight away that footman.
How much
you getting? It's like, we're getting 750 between us all. I was like, fair enough. So that's footman. Like, look, we all do a bit of bad stuff for money. So I'll bring you on to, I've stuck it, took it one step too far, I think, with this next guy. I call him Boxer Man. So I was in bed with my bird, I can't remember how long ago, maybe 3 years ago or something. And I've just woke up for a piss, come back, had a little flick on my phone, got a message request on Instagram. Can I buy your boxers? So you get weird messages every now and again. So I'm thinking, well, let's just entertain it. I wrote, yeah. So I woke up the next morning, he's replied, how much? I've said 500 quid.
He's gone around. For one pair of boxers?
Yeah, I've just said it like, because I couldn't really bother doing it, didn't think it was anything. He's gone, yeah, I've said 500 quid. He's gone, all right then. So I was like, right, I'll send you my bank details then. Sent him bank details, check the bank, 500 quid. I'm like, fucking hell. I'm buzzing, so I've sat up in bed, I'm like, what, I'm going to have to send me boxers now.
Did he want...
He just wanted me boxers.
Worn ones, though.
Well, I'll get onto a bit more what his details are in a bit, but...
Yeah, I'm interested now.
So, So I'm sat there thinking, I thought, mate, I'm going to have to actually send some bloke me boxes here. Like, I didn't know how I felt about it. I rang my agent, actually. I was like, I'm doing something a bit weird, but I'm getting £500 out of it. I was like, I'm sending me boxes, is that all right? And he was like, yeah, a bit dodgy, but yeah, just go for it. So I've gone to the post office. I was telling him before, I've never been to a post office before. So I remember dead hot day, I'm in this queue, about nine people in this queue, just walking there with packaged up boxes like this. Get to the front and they ask you what's in your package when you send something. I didn't know this. So I'm looking at them like, what do you mean, what's in them? She's like, what's in your package? I'm like, do I have to tell you what's in them? She's like, well, yeah, what's in it? I said, oh, they're my boxes. She's like, oh, clothing. I was like, oh, you said clothing. All these people behind me in the queue are like, oh, he's fucking sending his boxes to dirty bastard. So I've been, honestly, I was cracking on with this bloke. It was like, I know about it, I was like in a relationship with him, but it gets even worse. So it was COVID time. I was at Tranmere at the time. And we were going on for about 6 months, back and forward.
We were.
I was going out with my missus and I was going out with this bloke as well. I was like an OnlyFans bloke as well with this bloke selling him boxes. So I've been sending him stuff. And I just asked him one day, I was like, where are you getting all your money from? And he was like, oh, it's inheritance. So I was thinking, oh, cash in here. Like, I'll keep getting more or whatever. I was like, do you not have a job? He says, yeah, I'm a Tranmere steward. I was playing at Tranmere at the time. Imagine COVID. Do you, when you walk out on that pitch, no one in them stands.
Just the stewards.
Stewards.
Oh, my God.
So I was like, oh, my God. 6 months, been sending boxes, this bloke. He's a steward watching me. Because that's how I found out, because he said, well played today. Actually, do you want me to tell you what he said? Well played today, daddy.
No, he didn't.
I was like, what do you mean? He was
daddy.
Like, I seen you. I was like, so every time I walked out in COVID playing Tranmere, I was like.
Do you know which one it is?
Which one it is?
Oh, yeah.
What a guy, fair play. You could have saved a fortune on postage and packaging as well. Like,
that's what I mean.
Yeah, you could have just
handed it in.
He sent me some boxes once. He sent me Calvin Klein, like, jock strap, nothing in the back. Oh, it was class. He was just said, but he wanted my address to send him to me. I was like, no, you're not having that. So I was getting boxes delivered to the club.
What, but, with no backing them?
Yeah, no backing them. But he was saying,
you
I want
wear them,
he was like,
you?
I want you to wear them. So I was like, this is getting a bit too much for me. So do you know what I used to do? He used to say, I want match-worn boxers, because he was a Tranmere fan.
Yeah.
I'd wear a pair of boxers, go sleep and wake up in the morning, go out to my front garden, start wiping my boxers on the grass.
And then send him in. That's
got to be done, isn't it? Side
well,
hustle.
That's what I mean. A bit of side hustle, got a bit from footman, a bit from boxer
some
man.
Some weirdos, isn't there, though?
Yeah.
Some proper weirdos out there.
I love shit like that.
Yeah, we love them.
You've got to have them.
How many pairs do you reckon you sent him?
Oh, I've gone through loads, mate. That's what I mean. My first pair I sent was a pair of Calvins, and I was thinking, I like that. They were good ones then.
Yeah.
So he was getting boo-hoo ones and everything in the end. So like rubbish ones. And then I was taking some from Footy, scrubbing them on the grass, sending. Yeah, it got a bit too far in the end. Like, I had to cut ties with him. I think he wanted to shag me then. So I just thought, come
in
on,
the
mate.
End, or in the end,
well,
you
right
think
from the start, but
I think he did from the first message.
Yeah, so it did go a bit too far in the end, but
that's brilliant.
Made a good bit of dough off that lad.
Quality.
Like, I knew about the footman, but like the foot, I don't know what's weirder. I don't know what's weirder, because he comes and tickles your feet. This guy's just getting a pair of boxers and doing whatever with them. While he's running around playing Spider-Man or something.
No, he's Boxer-Man told me he'd wear my boxers. There was one day, I was getting changed, right? I was getting changed like that, and someone's flash went off. Someone was taking a picture of me. I was like, are you fucking speaking to Boxer-Man? Everyone was changing. Everyone was on it.
How much money has he sent?
Everyone just wanted to cash in. Because it was so funny.
Imagine how much money he's
classic.
And then when everyone knew what we were doing, everyone was just in on it. Like, let's pretend to take a picture of you.
Yeah.
turn around, Joe. Like,
you caught me, Daddy.
Class.
Yeah, but what were you like at Footy at this point? Were you any good at crew?
This is when I was at Tranmere. So, no, I wasn't any good at Tranmere. At crew, start my career at crew.
You went through like crew as a scholar, didn't you?
Well, I started off at crew. I was 11. My first trial at crew, I was 11. The bloke who took the session was Steve Holland,
England assistant
guy. England assistant manager. He was the first person that took a session with me. And yeah, I was there about 6 weeks on trial, and then they offered me a deal, and then just made my way up from there.
And you've got a great like stat, haven't you? Nobody else has ever done this, have they?
Well, I think they might have now, because people play at Wembley and stuff. But at the time, because I think didn't Tottenham use Wembley as their stadium or something when theirs was getting built?
Oh, right.
So I was the first.
First ever, go on.
Oh, you say it, go on.
Go on. You made your debut, first ever debut at Wembley.
Yeah, I was in the cup final. I was the first person to make the professional debut at Wembley, yeah.
Did you know beforehand that you might have a chance? Obviously, I knew, because you're on the bench.
I had a chance because I was on the bench, but I think the assistant said to me in the morning, he was like, you might have a chance of getting a little appearance today if things are going well. And I didn't really think.
Because you never expect it as a centre-half.
I've never been on.
So if they was winning,
yeah,
you kind
of thing.
On.
I think it was 2-0. And it's about the 90th minute, he turned his head around and said, George. I was like, honestly, I must have gone as pale as your top, mate.
Buzzing.
And I don't even think I was buzzing.
Just panic.
Just pure panic.
Who was the strikers? Was you up against on the...
I can't remember. I think we were playing Southend. I'm rubbish with names and stuff. I remember I come on for Chucks and EK. He was at Crewe at the time. But he just turned around. He was like, George, come on. I was like, fuck me. Like, never played a game in my life.
Yeah.
Wembley, 40, 50,000 people. I nearly fell over running on.
Who's the gaffer that put you on?
Steve Davis, his name was.
Right. Fair play to him.
Yeah, fair play to him.
Where's Steve Davis at now? Wolves.
Academy, yeah, I think.
Yeah. Nice guy, him.
Yeah, good guy.
Top guy, Steve.
Very nice guy putting you on there.
Yeah.
That's class, isn't it?
Yeah, I think I didn't touch the ball. I was on for 2 minutes. I didn't want to touch the ball. I know it sounds ridiculous. I don't know if you feel like that.
To win an header?
I just wanted to get off. I know it sounds ridiculous, but it was pure panic.
Just without making a mistake?
Yeah, because I feel like, especially as a centre-half, when you know you're playing, you're starting.
Yeah.
I still feel like that now. I'm 30. Like, if I'm on the bench and coming on, so much worse than starting.
Yeah.
You can just prepare all day and you know you're starting. Like, it was just off the bench, bosh, get on. I was like... Like, it was a lot to handle at 18.
Some debut, that, innit?
Class.
40,000, 50,000. Have you ever been back to Wembley?
Yeah. I went back to Wembley. We played Sunderland in the... I can't remember what the cup was. That Johnson's Paint.
Yeah.
With Tranmere. But it was COVID. But imagine if
there were no fans.
Sunderland and Tranmere would have had flipping 80,000 there. But yeah, there's no one there.
Fucking COVID.
COVID. Still, yeah.
Tell Kyle.
Yeah, losing your hair.
what was I going to say? Dickhead, you done me there.
But you made a lot of appearances for Crewe. You were there 9 years altogether.
Yeah, I think, great club, Crewe. Really good. Really enjoyed my time there all the way through. Played, you just get your chance at Crewe. Like, I was never, at the early stages, I was never that playing that well. If I was in a different team now, you'd be out. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But they stick with you. They stick with all the academy prospects.
League One or League Two?
I was in League... I think League One was my first full season. And it was tough. I think we got relegated. I don't know if that's first or second season, but it was a tough season. Like, we had a lot of young players.
Yeah.
Not played many games, but they just stuck with you. And And then towards the back end of my career, I got a lot better. And ended up with the move to Tranmere.
Who's the centre-half that's at Cardiff now?
Perry NG.
Very
good player. He's right back.
He was a right back, yeah. He played centre-half against me when he was like 19.
Yeah.
And I thought, I'm going to bully this lad.
No.
Where was he?
He was at Crewe.
Oh, right, okay.
Come all the way through at Crewe. Then
class player.
Couldn't outpace him, outstrength him.
Horrible
at anything
as well.
At 19. Yeah, he's minging. Yeah. I thought I'll smash him here, and he smashed me.
Yeah.
He's good.
Yeah, he's just a little scouse. He's got a little baby
and
face.
And I'm glad
as well.
He's gone Cardiff, because I thought, if he's not going anywhere, I'm fucked.
Imagine if he ends up at like filed.
No, but he was a good player.
Every time at half time, he'd be going down the tunnel arguing every game. Just an horrible bastard.
He looks like a nice.
Oh, yeah, he looks like you'd never think. Yeah. On, class player as well.
Yeah.
Proper love player. That, though, as a young lad.
Yeah.
You know, be like, I think as a young lad, especially at the bigger clubs when you're coming through as, you know, it's that passing you 18. Like, I love to see old school centre-halves now because you don't see it anymore. Like,
no,
young lads are just coming and smashing and winning headers, but then can play as well.
Yeah.
You don't often see it anymore.
That's him.
It's the big lad now.
I do my headers. I'm not as good at the playing side, but give it a go.
So how did you get your move to Tranmere then?
Well, I was crew captain for my last year. Got a little bit messy in the end. Not messy, just they wanted me to sign. What's that thing where is it before you're 24?
Bosnian.
Is that what it's called? Yeah. Like they can get money for you or not.
It's like a training compensation. Yeah.
I was at a stage where I was of that age. And I knew I was never going to be, I'm not a championship level player. So I just thought I could leave crew, maybe get a bit more money or whatever. Just time to move on, really. I'd been there since 11. I was 24 at the time. Loved it there. Really got on with everyone there. Still speak to people there now. But I'd had a good season or a good couple of seasons as captain. And then, Tranmere come in for me that summer.
Who was the manager at the time?
Mickey Mellon.
Mickey Mellon. Mm. I was going to ask whether it was Mickey. How did you find Mickey?
I don't think we got on. I wouldn't say got on. Like I liked him as a manager. Great manager. Done great for Tranmere and that. But I think we didn't get on because I was shit. It wasn't like a... I'm not that type of player where I'd cause problems, nothing like that. I just thought he was unhappy with the way I was playing and I was playing pretty bad. It was tough because Tranmere had just gone up.
Right.
You know what it's like when a team's gone up, like they're heroes to fans and stuff.
Yeah.
And then I've come in to make it a bit better and I've not really.
And were you coming in to take somebody's place who was already, or had they left?
I can't remember. I don't know if Mick Nulty, I think he might have left the season before.
Right.
He'd gone York.
Yeah. But that was, obviously he's a legend there.
Yeah.
And I just found it quite tough at Tranmere. Like, I thought I was done after my 2 years there.
Yeah.
Yeah, what happened? Someone did tell you he was done, didn't they?
Oh, yeah.
They just said.
So obviously I was with Mickey and the assistant. This is my time at Tranmere. I was with Mickey and the assistant. I played about 10 games for him. Sorry, lads. You're tapping the table.
You had to do it.
I thought they played piano.
There's one there. So played the first 10 games
for him. It was his assistant?
Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
But he... I think he did hate me.
Oh, did he?
I'm not 100% sure, but I think...
I think you know if someone hates you. Yeah. Like, did he hate you?
Like me and Mickey didn't... I just don't think he liked me as a player, which is fair enough.
Yeah.
But I think the assistant really didn't like me. Like,
I don't know Michael Jackson. I can't think of
He's
Michael
at Burnley
Jackson.
Now. Is it Burnley?
No, I know. Not...
But
I don't mean the moonwalking one.
So, yeah, I was with Mickey and then I played 10 games. But he was the type of manager who was... The opposite to Pete Wilde, what I'm at now, like shouting and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I remember
I loved Mickey Mellon.
Oh, yeah. And loads of players.
I thought he was.
Yeah.
He's intense, though.
Yeah.
He wants everyday training. He's literally like a Saturday. You can't drop your standards. But I'd like that.
Yeah,
I'd like that because I didn't like. Yeah, I wouldn't. Like some players didn't buy into it because sometimes they're a bit tired. They couldn't be arsed that day and they just wanted to go in and train and just get it over and done with. But I always think. I got the best out of myself when I was intense every day and Mickey kept us at that level. But I can see how some people wouldn't buy into it because some players don't. There's some players will train Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, half-heartedly, Friday, a little bit more intense, Saturday, bang, the game ready and they can turn it on. Whereas I couldn't. I had to be, every day on it. Then I was there on the Saturday. If I took it easy during the week, I was... Not crap on the Saturday, but I just didn't feel the same. So I can see why.
I think it's because I come from crew as well, which was all that technical, chilled. Like, it was just that type of... Obviously, I'd never sack off a session. Like, I'd always put it in, but it was just like a different environment. It's the first time in my career I'd gone from... It was like loads of young kids, all technical players, to a load of blokes, like different personalities. And I'll admit now, I probably couldn't handle that at the time.
Right.
But I'd struggled with it.
Is that because there was a lot more senior players, you mean?
Yeah, senior players, just the manager, the intense.
Just being new doesn't help, does it?
Just being
like a new player.
Yeah,
like,
I just found it tough to adapt to it and I didn't really...
Do you think they took offence to you taking pictures of them in the boxes in the changing room?
I never took any picture of the gaffer, but
yeah. Michael, just bend over. I'm going to say he's in his arse over him, literally.
But yeah, struggle with that. And then, so I had Mickey, and then I think we got relegated on points per game in that COVID season, remember?
Yeah.
And I remember I was on holiday, like there was like that little air bridge, and I was on holiday, and it's come up, he's been sacked, And I wasn't buzzing, he'd been sacked, but Joe, fresh start as a player.
Yeah.
So I thought, at least I'll get a fresh start. I've got a year left on my Connie. Next tweet comes up, his assistant's got the job. So I'm like, oh, I'm probably still in the same thing. So the assistant rings me. So I'm thinking, what's he saying? Like, going to sack me off. He goes, hi, George, you all right? Like, I'm fresh start, all that shit. So I think, all right, fair enough. Let's give it a go. Went back in. Did about 2 days running pre-season. He says, look, you're not for me kind of thing.
Just after well, 2 days running.
I'm not good at running too bad. I've not been seen enough.
He knows, doesn't he? Yeah, he knows when he... He knows before you've even come back in.
Which is fair enough, but I was just unhappy at the time and I was just like, I couldn't get going. I was trying my best to get going. I just couldn't get going. And then, so I seen it out, didn't play for him. And then he got sacked about halfway into the season. And Keith,
now you're buzzing.
Now I'm thinking, finally, a fresh start. Last 6 months, I need a new deal kind of thing.
Yeah.
So, Keith Hill.
Keith Hill, we've heard loads about, haven't we?
Yeah.
Like, legend in his own
great
dressing
guy.
Room, innit?
Great guy. I thought he was class, mate.
Yeah.
Just funny guy, just said it how it was. And so we're in another, like, not winning many games, been sacked. So Keith Hill's coming. I'm thinking, finally, new challenge, new chance, all that. So everyone shakes hands with him, like, meet him in the when we're having breakfast, back to the change room. And then, like, the physio comes in and says, oh, George, Gaff wants to speak to you upstairs. So I'm thinking, it's definitely, look, fresh start. You've been here for a year and a half. And look, I'm going to give you a fresh start. So I've walked up. I've gone, all right, Gaffer, you all right? He goes, hey, George, all right? Dead upbeat, bro. Yeah. You all right, George, all right? Sit down. So I'm sat down. I'm thinking, dead upbeat, new manager, never seen me play. Let's go. He goes, you need a new career. I said, what do you mean? He said, well, I don't know. You need a new career. It's definitely not a tram, mate. Might not be in football. So I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, you're not my type of player. So I'm like, hey. And you were the under-18s today training, but he's dead upbeat. And I'm like...
dead happy about it.
I'm thinking, hey. So I've gone back down thinking, like, I can't get any lower at Tranmere. Like, my move, like, I can't get any lower. I've gone in the change room because I've said, okay, lads, I'm with the 18s today. But, like, I'm not that player that would ever sack it off. Like, I'm professional, yeah. I like to think.
Yeah.
Like, training. So I think some of the lads, Jay Spearing was there at the time.
Yeah.
And Vaughan. They've gone to him like you can't really put him with the 18s. He's like, he's not a bad egg. He's a good guy. Like, if you don't want him, fair enough, but no need to put him with the 18s.
Yeah.
But anyway, train with the 18s that day.
Oh, he didn't change his mind.
Oh, no. This was after training, I think.
All right.
So I'm not gutted, just like, do you know what it's like in football sometimes where you think, can't get any worse. And I've just come off and I've just been in my car on the way. I've rang my agent. I'm like, I think I need to get out of here now. Like, he's just told me I need a new career. I'm not playing. I'll need a new job next year kind of thing. And he's like, right. So I'm in the gym that night and phone call, Keith Hill. Hello? Hi, that, mate. What did you think about what I did to you today? I was like, what do you mean? Is that telling you need a new career and you're the under-18s? I was like, well, I wouldn't normally speak to a manager like this, but I think you're... Anyway, then, fair enough. But I'd spoke to my agent and he said something about Exeter and I said, yeah. Oh, you can fuck off, I'm going Exeter kind of thing. Put the phone down. 2 days later, two centre-halves get COVID. Another phone call off Keith Hill. Oh. Hey, George, you're playing Saturday, mate. Played for the rest of the season.
No way.
Played every game for him for the rest of the season. Got to Wembley.
It's
mental.
Gone
from get a new career to every game with him.
But though...
And like, you called him a...
But, yeah. Well, I'd said I thought, yeah.
But that is, so, going back to, like, one of the biggest parts of my job is trying to manage lads to not burn the bridges. Do you know, because football's the biggest roller coaster of emotions, not just like month to month, literally day to day, things can change that quickly. And whether you like, you train shit, you toss it off, you call the manager, whatever, you just can't do it anymore. You've just got to stay super professional. And like it or not, managers, coaches, assistants will never outlast the players' contract. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you've just got to, well, that kind of proves that you've got to stick around and just be a good egg and train hard.
That's what I mean.
And your chance will come, won't it?
Yeah, like my career literally has been. I think everyone's, unless you're top level.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just up and down. Even this year, I've had a great year and I got sent off at the weekend. You sat there thinking, why is my spoiling? Like, I've spoiled the season. Guy, it's just so.
Will you be back for the playoffs, though?
Huh?
Will you be back for the playoffs?
Yeah, Should be. That's but I, like it is, it's hard to deal with like these emotions in footy. Sometimes I struggle with it. Me, like
emotions in football is. I think it's one of the. I suppose like any sport, but I think it's one of the hardest sports in the world mentally. Mentally,
don't be arsed. You're right.
some players are. They just can chill with it. But like everyone says, never too high, never too low. But if I win, I'm so high. If I lose, I don't even want to go around mum and dad's for tea. Like I don't even want to. Do you know what I mean? Stuff like that. Like I just struggle to see my mates if I do something bad, and they don't even care. They've not even watched the game. They don't know anything.
But it's just struggle. It's just controlling them emotions.
Not embarrassed. Just like, I got sent off at the weekend, and my mum's like, "Oh, when are we going to see you?" I'm just like putting her off. I don't know. They don't care. They don't give a shit. But I'm inside me. I'm just like, it's hard. And then I win. I'm fucking round every day. I'll come round twice today, mum. You know what I mean? But it's just like I struggle with it, like up and down. It is hard, but
that's class.
I've come twice round at your mum's. Right, quick, moving on.
I gotta watch this. Sorry. I gotta watch it.
Don't it. It's like a Tourette's.
It's just no need. Right,
it's all right. Let's go back to funny story at the urinals at Crewe.
There's two.
Was it Crewe?
I've got a 2-in-1 story for you.
Right, okay, go for it.
Lay there.
No, right. So a few years ago, I used to love Corrie and I used to watch it. But the best thing about it was going on Twitter after and seeing what this parody Roy Cropper had wrote about.
I remember that.
About what had happened in the finger. But he'd tweet stuff like, I don't even know if I can say it.
Whoa.
What was his wife
called?
Let's not
bring up old tweets.
Hayley. Yeah, but she was obviously a man as well. Or she used to be a man, didn't she?
He would tweet stuff about Hayley and other things in the show, but it was Roy Cropper's face on it, and it was just, for some reason, it was brilliant. And I used to love it on Twitter, and everyone else did, because it got to, what, 900,000
followers? 900,000
followers
I got.
And I always used to think, who the fuck, who is this weirdo behind this? And like, is it actually Roy or is it some other weirdo? Is it some other weirdo? But
So like they would actually tweet about current episodes that had just
He would just be Roy Cropper on Twitter.
Right.
But so it wasn't.
All I can explain it as is...
Hang on, it was him.
Yeah. the idea behind it was, Roy. Have you seen Roy Cropper on Twitter?
Yeah.
So he's like... down to like reserved little old man.
Yeah.
And I'd go on Twitter and be the opposite sort of his tweets, and I kind of thought of the idea and it.
Go on, give us an example of a tweet.
Well, I can't fully remember. I don't really want to bring up tweets up, but I'll tell you. You was asking me before like how I thought of it, but I remember the day I started it was the day my mate shit in a urinal at college.
What?
I know. I'm just doing two stories in one here, but this was the day I started it. So we was at college one day, like when we were scholars at Crewe, and we used to have two separate rooms, like two different groups, two different teachers. And me and my mate, his name is Joe, I was calling him Guesty actually, just in case. He was in my room. No, he was in the other room and I was in this room. And at the end of the day, we'd get the bus together. They used to put on a bus for us to the train station and we'd go home. So at the end of the day, the principal of the college come down and said, you there, Joe. Sorry, Joe.
So it's not... Joe Guest is just shitting in your hand.
Yeah. No, so Joe, I need you to stay behind. So obviously we're all on the bus. If you miss the bus, you miss your train. So I was like, what do you want me to do, Guesty? And he was like, well, you might as well stay here with me. I was like, all right then. So I've stayed here, didn't know what was going on. So we've walked with the principal, me, Guesty, and our two college teachers. So I'm like, what's this, Guesty? What's this? And he's like looks dead sheepish. He's like, I don't know. I'm like, you fucking do know.
You do know.
Right, so we've gone round and he's gone, right, sit down. So we're all sat down. Two college teachers stood up here.
Was you being shouted at
as well? No, I was just in the room with him. Yeah. Like, I was like, we're in the CCTV room. I can't remember because I'm sure there can't be a CCTV in the toilet. I think it was like the door was open and it was just... caught the end of the urinal. So I'm just watching this telly. I'm like, what's going on here? I see my mate, Guesty, walk in this toilet, like look round, pull his pants down and log it in the urinal. And I'm like, sat there like, what the fuck, what are you doing? Like, I didn't know what had happened. I was like, what's he doing? So anyway, then the CCTV carries on. He walks out the room, like a smile on his face, back to the classrooms. In the meantime, he's left. two lads have come in to have a piss. Just like, they're like, fucking shit in the urinal. And then they've walked out. They must have told someone there's shit in the urinal. But Guesty must have had a little panic up or something. The CCTV carries on rolling. He walks in, scoops it out with tissue roll, lobs it in the toilet. So I'm just like, what the fuck? And the college teacher's like,
is he normally a weirdo as well?
He's got a bit about him, like a bit of a nutcase, but and they were like, why have you just shit in here? I don't know. So
to be fair, he's not actually done anything wrong because he's cleaned it up, hasn't he?
He's like, cleaned it up, but got in the meantime, evidence. Someone seen it. Or it's just like, and this principal was like, and they somehow got him to stay there. But I remember it because on the way home, the college teacher had to drive us home back to Warrington because we missed the bus and that. And it was just dead silent in the car. Oh. So I was just on my phone like this. And I was looking at something on like Corrie. And I thought, you know, I don't know why I thought of it. I thought I had my Twitter at the time, like 2,000 followers on it, George Ray, play for Crewe. I thought, I'm just going to change it to Roy Cropper. I don't know why I thought of it. Just so I changed my picture of my face to Roy Cropper, changed all the, my bio and that to Roy Cropper and all this. And then that's how it started. So if my mate didn't shit in the urinal, how maybe there'd be no Roy Cropper.
Yeah. That's brilliant, though. And then it went from that, and you just, what?
He was doing club appearances.
What?
He was on the circuit.
It
was him and the Wheelstone Raider.
Yeah, but that means like you'd have had to watch Corrie then every night.
Oh, yeah.
And then...
Right, so basically there was no like...
It'd take over your life a little bit.
Oh, it was like a second job. Oh, it was class. So there was no like... I don't think I had an iPad at the time. I don't know if there was... I'm trying to think how old Twitter is with the apps and stuff, but I remember I used to do the tweets on my mum and dad's Mac. Like I was at home, draw the big ones.
Yeah, yeah.
Just like that, tweeting. But... So every night, so I had a few thousand followers, mainly from my name.
Yeah.
Like, and then I'd just get home at night and I'd watch Corrie with my mum and then see a few bits and then I'd just like tweet mad stuff and it's kind of got a bit of like traction, nothing much. I think got to about 10,000 followers in about 3 months.
Yeah.
And then after, I remember after one game, Gaz off Geordie Shaw, he was like the big thing at the time. He retweeted it. And my followers just started shooting up and like everyone was buzzing off it.
So was Gaz like, get onto this guy, it's funny.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
stuff. Yeah.
Sorting me out. And then his missus, that Charlotte at the time, they were all just fucking, loads of followers were coming in. And I was thinking, buzzing, I've cracked it here then. But I was thinking like, what do I do now? And then I remember there's the guy that owns Boohoo, Umar Carmine, his name is, he said to me, oh, do you want to come to some event in Manchester? All the Corrie cast are there. So I was like, fuck it. Yeah. Go on then. So I've took my mates, walked in, Michelle Keegan's there, all the Corrie cast. I'm thinking, fuck.
What were you dressed as?
No, I was just myself, mate.
All right, okay. Right.
Just as Roy.
I thought you might have had like a...
Yeah, and so I was like, this is classic. So I was chatting to them all and I was like, they were all, like people were buzzing off me. It was a bit...
Why, because they knew you were the Roy Cropper
everyone
account.
Was buzzing off this account. Like there was nothing like that at the time, really, was there?
No.
Like,
no,
it was. There was no like fame. Not, I'm not saying I was famous, but like there was nothing.
No, but there were no fake accounts, like jokey fake accounts.
It was like, it was like the first of its kind, and then everyone was just buzzing off it, and I was like, it's class. So I just kept doing it, and then it got to like the next year. I had about 300,000 followers, and it was start like freshers. So I can't remember. I think I was still a scholar at the time, or just first year pro. I can't remember. Not really playing. But clubs were messaging me.
Oh, so like, you was young. You was only like 18-ish.
Oh, yeah, it was a good 12 years
in
ago.
In college.
Yeah. And clubs were messaging me. Hey, mate, do you want to come down our club tonight? It will sort you out. That was like a thing when you were 18, wasn't it? Getting a table and stuff. We'll put on transport for you. Six of your mates, load of vodka, and you do a few tweets for us. So I was like, all right then. So I remember the first one was... Tiger in Manchester.
Yeah.
Used to do an event on a Tuesday called Coos Days.
Yeah.
I was there probably.
Yeah, he probably was. He was probably stood next to me at the table. And so I didn't know what to expect really. I've done there a few tweets. He said, right, just come up and show your Twitter account when you walk in. I was like that. And so I've walked in and they've put me on the best table in the thing. Like I bought a Roy Cropper mask.
Yeah.
So like one of them things. And so I've walked in the club like
Roy Cropper.
And I promise you, about 40 people stood around this table. Do you know, you got reserved sign, for Roy Cropper. All like stood there like, are you the Cropper? But I was getting the best table and like only way is Essex are on this side of me, and like Geordie Shore, they were getting the shit tables and stuff like that.
That's mad, isn't it?
Class, that, isn't it?
Yeah.
So I was doing like freshers up and down. Honestly, it's class, mate. But it only lasted about 6 months. But if I had it, I was saying if I had it now with that amount of followers, I probably could have made a bit of money off it. But...
And then what happened to it then?
Well,
can't say.
Well, I don't know if we can say or not.
Well, but... you don't need to name any names, but you...
No, well, in the end, I sold it.
Right. Or did someone approach you for...
No, what happened was that Gaz off Geordie Shore, his agent messaged me saying, oh, we'll buy it off you for 20 grand.
Right.
So I was like, fucking buzzing. And then I said, yeah, and everything. And then he was like, well, we thought about it. Because I think people wanting to buy it just change the name, like I did at the start, and keep all the followers.
Yeah.
But I think the reason with that, if they're following me, so if you change it to their clothing brand or whatever, they'll stop following him. But, he didn't want to buy it in the end. Then... I think Lad Bible might have said, oh, we'll buy it off you for 3 grand. I was like, I've just been offered 20 here, so I needed some middle ground.
Yeah.
I think I ended up settling on about, I can't remember if it's 13, 14 or whatever, but...
13, 14 grand for a Twitter account?
But it was getting a bit, you know what it's like with playing football and doing them, people were finding out it was me, and then it gets a bit, it's only a joke, but it was getting a bit...
Yeah.
And I was only young starting off. I was thinking if they all know or they don't get the banter... And then they're saying he's playing shit at the weekend doing this.
Yeah, you know, and you're at clubs, you're at nightclubs. Really,
Even though that's what we do at like young age, but they were just, it could have bit me in the ass. My dad said, look, you need to stop doing it really. I was like, right. So I remember I said to my dad, I said, two people are coming around the house to buy this for 14 grand. I was like, what do I do? So they turned up at my house, me and my mum and my dad all sat around the MacBook again, transferred me 14 grand, and I've just given them a piece of paper, username and password on it. Bosh, there you go.
That's it, done.
That is class.
That's brilliant, isn't it?
But it was a good year. It was a funny one. Oh, it was good. I had a good laugh.
Belting story.
Boy, I remember that. I remember that account as well. Boy Cropper.
As soon as he texted me last night, I went, no way, is that you? I am buzzing.
That's brilliant.
Mint. What are we here now, though?
So, crew, pick for Wales. How did that come about?
Story after story.
Yeah.
I love this, mate. Okay, next week. Wales, I remember we were playing England. I think we had like two fixtures. Like one was at England. I remember I got called for it. I can't remember what happened, but the manager said I couldn't go. And we had a bit of a barney. Like, I can't remember why I couldn't go. I don't know if I was playing and they needed me to play at crew. And I was saying I want to go there. I can't remember the full details, but the reverse fixture, I didn't know anything about at the time. So the season had finished. And you know, at the end of the season where people in the crowd are like, oh, give us your boots or whatever. I've just given me boots. And I've gone on holiday. I think I was in Amsterdam and I got a text off my gaffer. He's like, you've been called up to Wales under 21s. You're playing England live on Sky. So I'm thinking, fucking hell. Like, I was enjoying my holiday kind of thing, but I was thinking that's
brilliant.
Probably a bit more important. Right. I was like, what day is it? And it was literally 2 days after I landed from Amsterdam. So I was thinking, that's all right. So just had a chilled one in Amsterdam.
Can you do that?
Of course you can. Museums.
Who's had a gondola?
Museums. That guy, museum. Everyone's sitting in and he pops out.
He's went to the cop
what
museum.
He don't tell you, he was working, he was in the window.
So landed.
Cock museum. Belter that.
Have you seen it?
Yeah,
a massive one's always in there. All the girls are sat on it, aren't they?
Bird wanted to go.
I bet she did. Yeah. She's not seen an adult size.
Really this big? Yeah. Normally.
So, landed from Amsterdam, and then the next day I'm going. They literally do an all like itinerary with you. Like, I've never seen it before. Like, go to Heathrow, get picked up.
Had you never been picked at any level before that? 17s, 18s, 19s, nothing?
Nothing. I don't know if it was 19s or 21s, can't remember which one it was. But so they had a full itinerary. I was like, fucking posh and all this. And then packed my bag and I just thought, right, I'm sorted now for tomorrow. And then I thought, fuck me, I've got no boots.
Oh, because you give them away?
I give them away. Got no boots. And I'm like, didn't have anyone who could get me boots. So I'm thinking, fuck me, I'm setting, not many people are size 12s either. So,
oh, is that
what? So I was like,
size 12?
Yeah. I was like, what am I going to do here? I was thinking, imagine turning up, like, I'm playing England live on Sky, I've got no boots. I was thinking, anyone going to be a size 11 at this place? But I didn't know anyone, so I couldn't text them. So I thought, I'm going to have to go Sports Direct. Gone in, I think JJB was around at the time. Went there first, nothing. Sports Direct. Hiya, love, you got any size 12s? Yeah, let's have a look for you. Yeah, we've got one pair. big orange F10s or F30s. So yeah, if you don't know, the real ones are F50s, yeah. Then you got F30s and then F10s.
Well, F10s are like
honkers.
A tenner. Yeah. F10 pounds.
I was saying to Jordan, I once came home and my mum had bought me some boots and she said, oh, I've seen you playing in these and me and Fred have treated you to a pair. She got me F30s and they're like 25 quid. And I was like, oh, thanks, mum. That's brilliant. Thanks. F30s. Instead of the F50s.
F20 better than
mine. So F10s.
Yeah, but you don't have to play on telly in them. That's all right, Burnley
F10s
Park.
F10s must have been dog crap.
Oh, honestly, toes were like this. Training night.
Don't ever complain, gaffer.
Did you play in them?
Right, so literally the only boot I had. That was it. Sport, I can't remember how much they were, but I've rocked up and obviously all the lads are thinking, fucking
yeah, that's the worst bit.
Because there's some like, there was not big dogs at Wales, and but there was like, Harry Wilson was there. Who else was there? There's obviously good players.
Yeah, yeah.
And I've just rocked up for training. And
in like, F10s.
Lads, I've got F10s. I told them the story. They found it quite funny. And I,
you have to go in there and just hold
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I just said that.
Like, right, before I get these out.
Yeah.
Do you know what? It'd be so much better if you didn't.
Yeah, if you just didn't say.
Yeah, what are these? Not,
what are these? Real ones, lads? And you're like, what was wrong with him? I always wear these.
So loads of lads are sending me pictures like I'm walking out Sky Sports.
Bright
like,
orange limping. As well.
Bright orange F10s playing against Harry Kane.
No way.
And he stood on him and he was out for 4 months. He rolled his ankle. I'm not even banding.
He rolled his ankle.
He rolled
on
his
the
ankle.
F10s.
Must have just skidded off the F10, yeah.
And he was
out
injured.
For 4 months. I don't know who he was playing for at the time, but I remember, yeah. Danny Ings and Harry Kane up front.
Oh,
Lingard. I was there in my F10s.
What score?
3-1 we lost. Went 1-0.
Oh, that's respectable.
Oh, yeah, take that.
How did you... So, go on.
That's
like,
class.
Let's talk about actual football for a second.
I don't have nothing about it for you.
How did you find Harry Kane, Danny Ings at that level, that age?
Yeah, it was like...
Because Harry Kane weren't playing first team and then. I think that's when he was
like...
Who
did he get loaned out to?
Well, he went Leicester, Norwich, like people like that, didn't he?
Yeah, they're still in back clubs.
Yeah, but he wasn't playing, but...
Yeah,
he was quite late when he broke through, wasn't it? Spurs.
I just remember seeing the team sheet and I was thinking, fucking, like, could be in trouble here. Like, John, you're on telly and stuff. I think Will Keane was playing at the back. Just names you've all,
yeah, yeah.
Who grew like
Everton,
all our age.
Then?
Yeah, I think so. It's like they were top players at our age. And I was thinking, fucking hell. But they're just quicker. They've just got they're just one step ahead, aren't they? Everything.
Yeah.
Like sometimes you play a prem side in a pre season, you can't get near them. But yeah, 3-1.
A lot of it's right. Like physicality in it and just like, just the mental. Yeah. Like,
did you not come off thinking, I've done all right there?
I come off thinking, I'll take that. Like 3-1, I'll take that.
Did you get chosen again? Do you think that was down to your boots?
Yeah, exactly. You can't be coming away with them again.
Yeah. We like this lad, but his boots are shy. Yeah.
We went away again. We went San Marino.
You beat them, sure.
Well, listen, hear me out. I didn't play that game, but it was 1-1.
No way.
They were buzzing.
Was
like,
it?
It was like they'd won the league.
I bet it was.
It'd been like Ratcliffe the other day. They were buzzing, honestly. And we were all like...
3-day bender
yeah,
for a
while.
3-day
bender for San Marinians.
So, I'll be honest with you.
Lovely place, though.
Some of them players at San Marino getting that Ratcliffe side. Especially up front.
Yeah, lead striker.
Yeah, I went.
Oh,
a couple,
what an experience
times.
That is, though.
Yeah.
Great memories, that.
Yeah.
Did you ever think, well, I suppose it's hard, isn't it? But did you ever think after that game or, you know, a few months afterwards that Danny Ings and Kane had ever get to the heights that they ever got to?
It's tough when you...
Especially Kane.
I know. It's tough when you're playing against them to think, like, how well will they do or whatever.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's about what team you're in as well, isn't it? But no, it was good experience playing for him. Obviously, you can see the difference when you're on a pitch.
Yeah.
Their level and our level, but no, it was good.
Well done, mate.
Class.
Very good.
Enjoyed it. So then, but then you went down to Devon.
Yeah.
How was that?
Well, obviously, I'd had a tough 2 years at Tranmere. Honestly, I remember at the end of my career at Tranmere, I was actually thinking about, like, I was so low, like, confidence-wise, and thinking, I don't think I can play footy anymore.
Is this, what, after you've played every game to the end of the season?
For Keith Hill, yeah.
Yeah.
But then he got sacked, because we were in the playoffs.
Manager
of
the
goal?
He was in the playoffs, but then we were just dropping out, do you know what I mean? And
yeah.
The owners thought they needed to change it. So they brought two guys in who were at the club anyway.
Two guys? Played for Blackburn?
Sorry.
Yeah, good, that.
Yeah, thanks.
Two guys in that were there. He was like third. You're like the third person under the assistant. So he was took over and it was similar. I was what I was with Mickey and Mike Jackson. So he just went, look, you're not going to play for me either. So I was like, right, do you know what I mean? Do you just get like, I was playing
everybody
bad.
Everybody there hated you, didn't they?
Oh, yeah.
They? I was second, third. Yeah. Just needed kit man to get manager. Yeah.
I actually got on with him.
That's what I mean.
But, no, I wasn't playing. I played well for Keith, but I wasn't playing well in them games. I understood.
Yeah.
But it's just hard to take mentally and stuff. So I was just thinking, I don't think any club's going to want me. I think I played 25 games in 2 years and not very good 25 games. So I was thinking, I don't think anyone. I started, honestly, I was thinking of travelling and stuff. I'd go home and go on Amazon. Do you know them big backpacks people have?
Yeah.
I had loads of them in my bag on Amazon. I'll have that.
In your basket?
Yeah, in my basket. Honestly, I was thinking of travelling. I was thinking.
What, then, giving up football?
Yeah. That's how bad
what,
I felt.
What like. Would you have been, 25-ish?
Yeah, 26 maybe, 27, 26. Don't know. I was just thinking, like, I don't think anyone's going to want me. I was thinking, I just can't do another 2 years, you know, being unhappy.
Yeah.
I just felt like rubbish, but I spoke to my dad about it. He was like, you can't give up.
Bring back Cropper, he was thinking.
But no,
why did I tell you to delete that?
My dad said, just like, keep going. And I was like, and then my agent rang me and Exeter come in. And obviously, when you've had two bad years, don't even know if you want to play football. I was thinking, fucking hell. Don't want to go to Exeter. And honestly, I remember I signed it and signed a 2 year deal there. Honestly, I was driving down, like, I must have done this with my head about 50 times. I was like, what am I doing? And
really?
I got this Airbnb.
Even after you've signed, you're thinking.
Yeah. I was thinking, fresh start, but I was thinking, what am I doing? Like, yeah. I was so out of love with football. I was thinking, I don't even like football. What am I doing going here? And then I got there and I thought, you're fucking here now. Like, let's just go for it, kind of thing. And it was class, mate.
Was it?
Fucking loved it. But then I had a bit of a turn there and all that. I played.
You didn't play against us, did you? In the FA Cup.
Who?
Filed.
I don't know, mate.
Have
you filed?
Yeah, in the FA Cup.
You want to remember you on bench.
I scored.
All right. I wonder why you brought it up.
No, you dickhead.
So. but yeah, got there.
Who's the Irish right back?
Sweeney.
There you
class.
Go.
Got on with him, mate.
Who's the guy who every time the Irish guy, the centre forward, every time it comes up to him, it fucking bounces off him? What's he called? Rick O'Shea.
Jesus Christ.
They're getting worse, aren't
they? You know who's there now, don't you?
At where?
Exeter.
Who?
Perkins.
Yeah.
David Perkins.
Is there?
Yeah. Assistant gaffer, I think.
Is there?
He told me, I was with him at Tranmere. Do you ever hear the story about him getting like a house left to him?
Yeah.
What? That's mental, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Go on then.
He worked at a golf club when he was like a scholar, I think it was. And he just got dead friendly with this old guy who used to come in the golf club every day. To the point where Perks would be like, I'm not doing nothing. I'll do your shopping sort of thing and sort you out. Anyway, he didn't think anything of it. And the old guy died one day. And Perks was like, yeah, I was gutted. He was like my mate. And then I found out he'd left me a house in his will.
But he had loads of family and all, didn't he? He didn't leave it to any of his family. Left it to Perks.
No way.
So,
yeah.
Unbelievable, that,
didn't
isn't
let
it?
Him tickle his feet as well, did he?
Was a serious thing that, and then you just took it.
I can't help it.
Burks told me the best story ever as well. I think I might have already told it.
Go on,
about
then.
The shoes.
Tell it again, I've heard it, mate.
Right, so he said his mate, they'd been playing somewhere away, and his mate had obviously pulled a bird the night before, but he had a missus.
Oh, yeah.
So
this is brilliant.
He's ended up taking this girl into his car, but then the next day, he's had to pick his missus and his mother-in-law up. So his missus gets in front, mother-in-law gets in the back, and as they're driving down the motorway, he looks behind and sees a pair of heels in the back of the car, and he's like, fuck. So he just reaches down behind him, opens his window, like says, like, look over there, and fucking throws his heels out the car. He said, we get to like the supermarket, or whatever, and his mother-in-law goes, has anyone seen my shoes?
That's class.
It's the fucking best one. He used to tell it us all the time. It was just like even more fucked now. I've just dashed my mother-in-law's shoes out the car.
And then you've got to explain. Why have you done that?
Oh, did he tell her? Yeah, I've not fucking seen him. I will tell that one to everyone, mate. That's class.
Good in that, isn't it?
Oh.
Class. Yeah, that's Derek Perkins.
That's one of them stories that you'll take on as your own.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
I think Dave's Perks might have done. Yeah. He might have done that. He
took it on as somebody, yeah.
Because he used to say, my mate, you said, I'm not mentioning any name. But, yeah. Yeah, what a guy he is. Oh, so go on, Exeter, you was in. You was starting. So,
yeah, got to Exeter. Great bunch of lads. Great club. Like, the owner gave me a little apartment on top of this hill. Oh, it's class, mate. It's looking over in the sun, like on this big like river or something going out to the sea. So I was settled in, nice place. And just training every day, good standard. Starting the season, I think I played about 25 games for him. Literally went on a 20-game unbeaten run. Like, I've gone from Tranmere, didn't even want to play football, honking performances, to the best I've ever played in my career. So I'm buzzing. Over Christmas, like, COVID come back a little bit, knocked a few players out. I think there was only about three of us training. I was one of them. And then he said, right, just have Christmas off. So I've had Christmas off, come back after Christmas, and I've got it. So he's got to have you, 2 weeks, 10 days off or something. And I've come back in after that. And he's just like, put me on the bench, then not in the squad. I'm thinking, I've just played every game for you. Like, been on a 20-game unbeaten run. Like, I thought I was flying. So I just had a chat with him. I said, like, what's going on, Gaff? And he just said, like, do you want to go out on loan kind of thing? Ugh. I was thinking, hey.
Did you not mention the 20-game unbeaten run?
Well, no, I didn't, but that's what I was thinking in my head. I was thinking, done well for you, like, a bit hard done by you. I could see the process because they had two centre-halves there as well who were good, who weren't playing, and they're a bit of a selling club who they could sell. They weren't getting any money for me, and they're probably just as good as me kind of thing. Not been playing, but probably just as good as me. So I got the reasoning behind it. It was just the Tranmere, yeah. After 2 years, I've been flying. I'm thinking, right, we've got it back on track. And then, like you say, roller coaster again. Bosh, where we're going out on loan. I remember I went Cornwall, because it was near Exeter, 2 hours away, for my missus' birthday at the time. We were in a spa day. And Kenny Jackett rang, the Leighton Orient manager, said, oh, we want to take you on loan. I was like, all right, well, I'm just out for my missus' birthday. Like, do you want me to come tomorrow? He was like, no, come now. So I had to drive from Cornwall. A spa day, ledge spa day as well. Right, told the missus, look, I've got to go a bit early, like, got to go later on. Back to Exeter, 2.5 hours, pack up my whole apartment, had to get my mate from Warrington, drive down, clear everything out, to Leighton Orient, another 5 hours, got there at 3 a.m.
On your Burr's birthday?
On my Burr's birthday, in a Premier Inn. And I was like, right.
Who's manager, Richie?
No, Kenny Jackett was the manager at the time. Yeah. So, got there, then I can't remember his assistant. His assistant was fucking funny as well. You would have heard of him. I can't remember his name, but I got there the next day. Like, I'd had about 3 hours sleep, walked in, signed everything. He was like, his assistant was like, right, come on, let's get you sharp on the pitch. Windy as fuck, lobbing balls up with me. I've had 3 hours sleep. I was like, honestly.
Heading balls.
Yeah, and then just in and out of the Premier Inn. And then he got sacked, that manager. And then I think it was like the under-18s manager, he come in, or the 21s manager, I can't remember. And then he went, and then Richie come in. But I found it hard as well, going from Exeter, playing well, top end of the league, pushing for promotion. Nice apartment to relegation battle. You've got to kind of make mates again. It's just hard to get thrown into that environment. And I wasn't playing well again at Leighton Orient in a fucking story of my life. Wasn't playing well again, and then I was going back to a Premier Inn, couldn't eat out because it was too expensive every day, like £25 a day. So I was getting meal deals, just not living right either.
Yeah.
I thought I'd be going into London, but it was cost £20 to get into London and it was about an hour away. It's only 8 miles.
Yeah.
So I was just like stuck in this Premier Inn every day.
Shit, London.
Oh, it's crap, mate. I hate it. And I was just sat in this Premier Inn and I was thinking, what, back to like them days again? Like, what am I doing here? So Richie Wellens come in, great guy, great manager, told everyone how it was, but I just wasn't in his plans. On loan, he was staying there for the long run. He just wanted to see other players.
Ah, yeah, because when you're a loan player as well, never really feel part of it, do you? Mm. And I suppose the club know as well that if you do brilliant, you're doing brilliant for somebody else's club. You know, like you're adding value to yourself, but that value is for somebody else's club. You're not adding value to them, even though if you can, and that's where, like, if they can put one of their own players in and they do just as well, it's better for them because you're, like, say, you're adding
value. And if you're on loan and not doing great,
yeah, what is the point?
Yeah,
get yourself in that Amazon basket.
Oh yeah, back the Amazon basket was back out. travel binoculars, scoreboard, yeah, everything.
Compass. Where am I going?
So we got to about April. Wasn't playing. Middle of London, Premier Inn. Just like, not depressed. Just like
fed up.
Yeah, so fed up.
Yeah.
Like, so I've spoke to Richie Wellens. I rang him. I said, look, I can't hack it here anymore. Like, in this Premier Inn, I'm not living right. It's just not me. I said, I'm not playing, which is fair enough. You want your own team next year. I'm not going to be here next year. Is it kind of all right if I knock it on the head? He was like, oh, I was going to give you a couple more games towards the end of the season. I was like, I'm at a stage now where I'm not really that bothered. Like, and he was like, yeah, it's fair enough then, mate. Dosh, done that. Rang the exit manager, said, what was happening there? I was like, I'm just not feeling it anymore. I can't be living in the Premier Inn, eating meal deals. And he's like, yeah, no worries, that's fine. I said, do you want me to come back up to Exeter? Like, thinking he'd say, fucking no. And he said, like, no. So, done in April. Middle of April, I think.
Back on holiday.
Yeah. So I've cheered up a bit. I was thinking, right, just a bit of relief, like, season done. Let's go again next season, kind of thing. Could turn to the missus, let's just book a little holiday. Fucking need one. So booked Crete. gone on holiday, lovely. Had 3 days sunbathing, there for a week. And on the third day, I get in and get a phone call off Richie Wellens. So I'm thinking, what does he want? So I've answered the phone. All right, Richie, all right. Hi, George. Two of the lads are injured, so I need you to come in and play centre-half for me, obviously, because you're still under contract. He said, you all right?
On loan?
Yeah. you all right to get back down to London tonight? I said, Gaffer, I'm in Crete. He goes, you're fucking what? You're in Crete? I was like, yeah. He was like, who's you fucking think you are? Get yourself home now, you both. So I'm like, in my bed like this in the hotel thinking, fuck me. Sky scanner, looking at flights home, trying to get a flight home so I could be at train tomorrow. And Mrs. is like, ruined her all day.
Again.
Three days. Ruined her all day. Anyway, about 20 minutes went past, phone call, Richie Wellens. All right, Gaff. Way, only joking. Seeing your pictures on Instagram. You have a good holiday, mate. Cinema.
Oh, what a
all
guy.
All the lads in the background laughing. Yeah, I thought, brilliant. But honestly, I was like,
oh, what a relief afterwards, though.
You have to get back. If he's being serious, you've got to.
I didn't know the ins and outs, so I was thinking, I don't want him to think, I was thinking, I'm going to have to get home,
mate. Your missus,
you've
done that about four times, yeah.
It's my day, walking there. Oh, mate, yeah.
Come on, we've got to go and clean the apartment again.
Yeah. Oh, brilliant.
But no, it's all right in the end.
Class. So then you've gone back to Exeter, and then you've made your move to Sonny Barrow.
Yeah, I had a year left on my contract in Exeter after Orient. So that summer wasn't as much of a panic up because I still, even though I know they didn't want me, worst, I had a year.
Yeah.
But obviously I didn't want that for both parties, not playing, being down there. So I think they rang me and said, Barrow are interested in you. So I was like, all right, sound. And then I remember Pete Wilde rang me. I was in Vegas. But yeah, he said, do you want to sign? I went down. I think the day after I landed, my dad drove me down to Barrow because I was a bit jet lagged. Went down there, sold me the dream, and then, signed there.
Very good. Enjoyed it?
Class, mate. Probably this is the most I've ever enjoyed football there.
Is it?
Just the whole environment. Like the manager, assistant.
Well, Pete. He did really, really well at Halifax, didn't he? And he were always going to get a league job. I'm quite surprised that he went to Barrow because they were quite newly promoted, weren't they? I thought it might have got more of established, but like I think he did well in his first season, and then this is the second season he's in the playoffs, isn't
he? He beat last year's total, but yeah, like the recruitment, I think they're massive on the recruitment side of it. You know, signing good lads before good footballers. Yeah. Obviously, being half decent helps, but the dressing room, honestly, it's class, mate.
Is it?
Oh, brilliant.
Such a good dressing room. Yeah. I suppose it has to be as well because it's, no disrespect to Barrow, it's miles away from anywhere. Yeah. I'm sure the place is lovely, but the actual ground for an away team is horrible to go to.
Yeah.
because it's always windy.
I've never won at Barrow.
Frigging
never.
Gusty wind, innit? Yeah. You've only got real one proper stand. Well,
We've got some pop-up stands. Not pop-up stands.
Pop-up stands.
Like a pop-up cricket bar. Stands.
Bouncy castle.
I don't know. Temporary, that's the word.
Temporary stands.
Temporary stands, yeah. But no...
They got them when you signed.
Yeah. But... No, like that, you got to have a good dressing room, yeah. I say, because there is a lot of travelling. We travel.
Do you still train in Manchester?
We train at FC United, so that's more.
Oh, is that where you train? Yeah. Are they the lads that train there? Then Barrow, yeah. That we've seen them. Yeah. I always wonder what team they were.
Pop in, mate. We've got a dart somewhere.
I'd probably get inside still.
Yeah. Right, we're in next Friday.
Yeah, but no, like the travelling to, because our home games are kind of an away game.
Yeah, yeah.
Like we travel. Yeah. On a Friday night, if we play on a Saturday, we all got to be at the Aldi in Barrow for...
At home?
Yeah.
That's class.
I know, we've got to be in there, but it's just class.
I'd rather that, me. Every Friday night, that's
well,
class.
Well, the people with kids buzz off it.
Yeah, I bet.
They're, like, they're down there Thursday.
Yeah, well,
then.
Dave Perkins used to do that. He used to tell his bird we were playing away every week.
Another one, Dave.
Yeah.
Another one. Did you ever play at all? No, we've... Who's the least thought of us?
He's like, if she checks Twitter one day, I'm fucked.
Yeah, but no, great bunch, great manager, great assistant. Honestly, love the place. Class.
What are your chances in the playoffs?
Yeah,
who have you got in there? So
MK, they've secured playoffs. Crew, 3 points above us.
Yeah.
We've got a game in hand on Crew. We're on 67. Can't remember.
Who were going up? Stockport,
Wrexham, Mansfield.
They're done, aren't they? Yeah, and then it's all right. Okay, how many games you got left? Two.
We've got three.
Three left.
Some others have got two.
We played Wrexham and Stockport in the National League and the National League North, Stockport. And I was thinking, how the fuck is this team down here? It'd be like 6-0 in the National League. And you're like, what are yous doing here? Yeah. So I'm glad they've just... Yeah. Gone and won it.
They've
gone again. Yeah,
I know.
Stockport and Wrexham.
Yeah, it was a joke.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you can tell they've pumped money and they've got good players.
Yeah, but Barrow have got a good backer, haven't they?
I'm not sure.
Do you not know? Yeah. No.
I don't think there's
a businessman in it, I think, who owns it. But, very good. So what's your expectations then for the last part of the season? Because I know like you mentioned before, you're sent off, so hopefully you're going to get back for the playoffs then. So you've got three league games you'll be banned for.
Back for the last game of the season.
Right, okay. So you've already missed one already then?
Missed one. They've got a game Tuesday, Saturday.
Did they win when you missed it?
1-1.
Okay. It's not bad then.
I'd rather them won. And then hopefully when I'm back in contention, we're in the playoffs.
Yeah.
So we've got a chance in our hands. Just need probably another win. Another 3 or 4 points and then, hopefully playoffs and then see where we get from there. But no.
Class. Well, I'll definitely be looking out for you, mate.
Up the barrel.
And, mate, some brilliant stories there, weren't they?
Yeah, class.
I'm buzzing that I've met the real Roy Cropper. Mate, absolute pleasure to have you on. Yeah. Enjoyed it?
I've loved it, mate.
Brilliant. George Ray.
Can you go on twice or not?
We'll have you back whenever you want, pal.
Yeah, whenever you want.
Cheers, chap.